Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, Piers will be back. Hello. You alright, chappers?
Yeah, no, I'm not. But yes, I'm fine.
What's wrong with you?
I've got man flu. Don't sing to me either. Very weak.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Take out of you last week on your own, did it?
It's been a very busy time. Yeah. My immune system's low.
What's occurring? What did I miss?
I thought you were beckoning Becky over to say what you missed.
Well, you just looked blank, so yeah. I thought I'd ask her as well.
Loads of stuff.
Was it good?
Mostly embarrassing chappers.
Mm. Really? Calling me, by the way, while I was away.
Well, you know. We missed you, we just wanted to hear your voice.
Have you played that yet?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Good. I actually did think it was David Hasselhoff for about 10 seconds because I had just woken up.
Oh, is that what you're saying? Just because you woke up, that's why you were confused?
Yeah. If you missed this last week, we'll play it for you in a minute. I'll play it now, shall we? Let's do it now. Okay.
Hello?
Scott!
Hey.
David Hasselhoff.
Hi, David. How are you?
Perfect.
See, that perfect, it that's was that when perfect, I realised that it was there, yeah.
But for the first 10 seconds, I had you.
You had me, yes. Definitely. Radio 1 Podcast. Yeah, you did have me going for about 10 seconds with that Hoff call, but then it just got a bit weird after that. But I did, yeah, first 10 seconds, I was up for it.
Hello?
Scott!
Hi.
David Hasselhoff.
Hi, David, how are you?
Perfect. What are you doing tonight? I mean, we could go out.
Yeah, I'd love that very much.
I think I've sussed it now.
What I did last night.
What did you do?
I have no idea.
Are you drunk, David?
it's when it's this kind of start of thing.
We could make sweet music together.
When that was on, I was like, no.
Yeah, but you kept talking to him though, didn't you?
Yeah.
Just on the off chance it was actually him.
But I knew eventually you'd be like, hello, it's Chappers here doing a wacky call.
We were really surprised that you answered the phone, actually, and that your pool boy didn't answer.
Yeah. I did go out with the Hoff, though.
Did you?
Yeah, on Wednesday night.
Oh my God, what did you do?
Well, I met him in some weird jazz bar.
Right.
In Hollywood.
What, was he sat at the bar waiting for you?
Yep. And there was some people singing the blues.
Right.
And then we had a drink. I had some wine, he had an energy drink. And then we took off to some clubs via his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Wow.
Well, because he was like, hey, let's go to a club, Scotty. And I was like, yeah, okay. But it just so happened that the club was on the way to the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And he was like, I don't know where my star is. It must be somewhere around here. Then just goes, slams the brakes on. Oh, I think it's around here somewhere. He blatantly knew where it was. There's videos now online at bbc.co.uk/radio1. What, are you looking at one now?
I'm looking at a little video of the two of you over sort of cuddling next to his star.
Yeah,
on the
polished
hall
it for him.
On the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. And then we went to a club after that.
Did you play mini golf?
What?
Did you play mini golf?
With David Hasselhoff?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Why?
Because last week we were talking about that's one of the places that it's very good to go on a first date.
It wasn't a date.
But then again, I can't imagine many people have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
No, that's true. So no. So that probably beats mini golf.
But so we went to a couple of clubs.
Yeah.
We went to a very cool like pool party. He just walked straight in. There was my favourite bit was the valet guy was like, that's $40 to park. He was like, it's not $40, it's free. And just parks and just leaves his car and gets his assistant to park it up for him.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You went to a pool party with the star of Baywatch.
Yes, I did. It was a really odd week. A very strange night.
Did you go in the pool?
No, he just said, like, isn't this amazing? Look at it.
Did he have his red trunks and that little red thing he carries with him?
No, that was a long time ago.
Were you running next to him holding
I wasn't.
Like a float?
It was he had a suit jacket and jeans combo on.
Okay.
And then he took
me... that men's health photo, you do have the look of Pamela Anderson.
He took me to... Oh, that was really, really, really low. Really low.
Sorry.
And then we went... Well, he took me home at the end of the night.
Did he?
Yeah. That was it.
Should we leave it there?
In his massive, big Lincoln 4x4 car.
Just the two of you?
No, me and my crew. Just drop me off. I was like, just drop me off here, Dave. And he was like, yeah, that's cool. Also... What?
Nothing.
While
Your
we were
crew.
At, while we were at dinner, okay, yeah. He had two dinners. So I started calling him Two Dinners Dave. I was like, why have you ordered two main courses? Oh, I was just hungry. Then he saw some pretty ladies over the way.
Right.
And he was like, hey, bartender, come over here. Okay, so you be bartender.
Hey.
Hi. You see those ladies over there?
Yeah.
They look pretty hungry. Could you just maybe put this on a different plate and send it over to them? You know, normally you'd send a girl a drink, wouldn't you, if you fancied her? No, he just sends her his scraps from one of his dinners.
What, he'd already half eaten it?
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
And they just plated it up for him and took it over to the ladies. And they were like,
they eat it?
Yeah. They were like, thanks, Hoff.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
What's happening with some acting role you've been doing? Is that right?
Some acting role I've
been
doing.
Some kind of acting role?
What acting role have I been doing?
I've only just heard this.
Oh, don't gloss over it. Just because you didn't get a speaking part, you still had a bit of...
Oh, yeah, I acted... yes, I'd had a huge acting role for an advert for the FA, yes.
Wow.
It's part of respecting referees.
Okay.
Let's not go into my disciplinary past, but yes, so that was quite a big role.
And you were annoyed that my video was getting quite a lot of attention on Request Show TV at Radio 1 Online, the Amy Winehouse thing, so you did your own one.
Well, hang on,
hearing just third hand.
No, you've heard that completely wrongly.
Right.
I wasn't. I was very happy that your Request Show TV got a lot of attention, and I got railroaded into doing a Request Show TV of my own by the one that doesn't speak in Becky.
And what did you do?
I did Shaggy.
Which one?
It wasn't me.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
Why did you do that to yourself?
Well, it's a very good question. Right. At least I didn't have to dress up in drag.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. What did you wear?
I wore a purple silk dressing gown, okay. Some sunglasses and a pipe, if you can wear a pipe.
Same as Shaggy.
Very
difficult. When has Shaggy wore a dressing gown?
Well, I just did as I was told, just to get it out of the way and done.
This is all just rumour I'm hearing, you see, so I'm glad you're clearing up for me.
Don't believe everything that you've heard.
And also, you've changed football teams.
I'm a city boy. No. That was me referring...
I'm a city boy.
No, that's me referring to not living in the country, but living in a city.
All right. Is that a bit like the time you started to like Liverpool?
Also, I'm starting to love Liverpool better than Manchester United. No.
Same as that?
That's just my words badly edited. I love Chelsea. Why do I deny it? And I refused to play those last week.
All right. So it's good that I'm doing that now.
Oh, it's brilliant, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Spoons. Two spoons, Dave Spoon.
Hello?
Hi there.
Who are you?
It's Ross.
Hi, Ross. Where are you today?
I'm in Leicester.
What are you saying about Two Spoons, Dave Spoon?
Well, basically, I was sat there just quietly minding my own business, and, just upon your mention of Mr. Two Spoons, it just popped into my head.
This is when we were on Moyles' show before I was away with that Batitude track by Dave Spoon, and for some reason, I think we were a bit tired, we started going...
Two spoons, Dave Spoon.
I've had a lot of emails about it and a lot of texts from people saying they can't get it out of their head now, even after, a week or so. It's still there. We've got some exciting news, Ross.
What's that, then?
Right, let Becky tell you. Go on.
Whilst you were away, your people spoke to his people.
Right.
I mean, me speaking to someone else. Yeah. And we're going to get him to do a remix. He's going to actually re-record the actual track with Spoon, Two Spoons, Dave Spoon.
No way. When's this?
Wednesday. And you've been asked to make a special appearance as backing vocals.
BVs, that's me. So how's that, Ross?
That sounds absolutely fantastic.
And then what we'll do is play that version all the time and you'll never be able to get it out of your head.
I know, I'll be doomed forever.
You will. Okay, right, one more time then, go on. Spoon.
Two spoons, say spoon. Two spoons, say spoon. Two spoons, say spoon.
I love you, Ross.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
I was at a restaurant when I was in LA, man, with someone I know who lives there, whose name you can't say without saying, Dennis. His name is Dennis, but he speaks like, Dennis.
Right.
So I met up with Dennis, and we sat on this terrace, like outside the restaurant, and about half an hour, just, you know, having a leisurely chat, order some food. The food had just arrived, and this waiter comes up and goes, excuse me, right, I need to put these shutters down right now. There's just shutters right by us. Yeah. We're like, okay. He's like, could you move now? There was a big rush on. Move! And we're like, okay. So we had to move away from our food for about 5 minutes while they just wound these shutters down. And because they were trying to protect David and Victoria from the paparazzi, because they were in there.
Really?
Yeah.
And you hadn't spotted them?
No, I hadn't spotted them. They obviously came through the back, but that's why they'd put the shutters down.
Did you think for 1 minute it was for you?
No. But... I was like, no, that can't be true. And I looked through, and sure enough, they were just sat there. Your man crush was there.
My man crush? Well, right did there. You go and say hello?
No.
Why were David and Victoria in the Hungry Horse in LA?
I don't know.
Right.
I did try and sneak to the toilet just so I could get a closer glimpse, but...
I beg your pardon?
They wouldn't know, because they... no, they're... No, not like
you
that.
You followed David Beckham to the toilet so you could get a closer glimpse of him.
Their table was on the way to the toilet, but they wouldn't let me. They were like, there are other toilets over there, other restrooms over there, so they wouldn't let me anywhere near or anyone else, so that's why.
So they put the... They can't be that well looked after if they put them by the toilets.
Well, apparently it was in the... I didn't see it, but it was in the papers here.
You didn't see it? Right,
Stop it. It was in the papers here that Victoria was... a little bit wobbly when she came out of that same restaurant that night. And I can say I was there at the beginning of the evening. But I didn't see anything, really. I just saw them in the corner. Anyway, while I was in Hollywood, everyone there seems really keen on this film idea, Snakes Why You Strain. Most of them are not involved with the... Well, actually, none of them involved with the film industry at all. But I did speak to people while I was having wine about the idea.
Like waiters and stuff.
Yeah, and... we can now technically say that some people in Hollywood are genuinely interested in this idea. So I think we can get this off the ground now. We've got David Hasselhoff on board as the hero of the thriller, Drake Napalm. It's our new thriller involving snakes and toilets, and we're taking it to Hollywood. A lot of top names involved as well.
Like?
Well, you're here. Do you want to hear the trailer?
Yeah, definitely.
Right,
yeah.
Here it is.
A hotel like no other.
Welcome to the Mills Hotel, Mr. K.
Thank you. I love it. It's really nice.
Celebrities arrive for opening night.
Hiya, I'm Les Dennis.
I'm Craig David.
I'm Preston.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Baker.
I'm Kim Ryder.
Hello, this is Tasmin Archer.
But away from the glitter and the glamour lurks a deadly threat.
Ooh, time for good wee.
They're in the water system.
Oh, it's nothing like better than sitting on the toilet.
And they're coming up for air. Snakes. All around the hotel.
It doesn't feel good. It's a problem.
Snakes are coming up from the bog.
Stick a fork in it.
And only one man can save them.
This is Drake Napalm.
Hi, we are the Tiki Guards.
Oh my God.
We've been bitten on the bottom by a snake.
Snakes? Oh my God.
David Hasselhoff is... Drake Napalm.
Mr. Napalm, what's going on?
They're trying to sabotage your hotel. There's only one cure for these people. I have to make love to them.
It's a race against time for one man to save a hotel using only his...
Drake Napalm, it's Lorraine Kelly in room 413.
Oh my God.
I've been bitten on the you-know-what.
Oh my God.
I've heard you can save people. How do you do that?
I have to make love to them.
Oh my God!
Mills Max Pictures presents...
Snakes?
David Hasselhoff.
Ah! I've been bitten on the bits! Ah!
Snakes, while you strain.
Who are you?
I'm Drake Napalm. I'm here to save your life.
Snakes, while you strain.
Get him off!
Rated 18. Coming soon.
Now, you would watch that on the basis of that trailer.
That's
you would watch
an amazing
that film.
Trailer.
Isn't that good?
Amazing.
All the stars on board, Lorraine Kelly, Cheeky Girls, Tasmin Archer, they're all there.
I can't believe you got Tasmin Archer.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, got some exciting news.
Uh-huh.
You remember, before I went away for a week, I went for that audition for Skins.
Yes. You were very nervous about it, weren't you?
Yeah, it's really scary.
Yeah. It's between you and a tuna baguette.
Yeah. I have got the role.
Brilliant.
Well done.
Thank you.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
God, I bet the tuna baguette's gutted.
Yeah. Apparently he's not left the house since.
Really?
Yeah.
Well done. That's really good.
You were against loads of people as well, weren't you?
Was I?
Well, you said
it was a proper audition. There were lots of actors there.
There were people there learning their lines, yeah. So yeah. I feel quite good about it.
So what exactly is the role?
I am Well, it's kind of like a fake kind of reality show on there, I think. I don't know where I'm allowed to say this. And I play a TV presenter.
Okay.
Which will require some acting.
Of a reality show.
Of a reality show, yeah.
Okay. Oh, I've got some more details here.
Right. You probably know more than I do.
Yeah, it says it's a small role and he will play himself as presenter of Search for Sex Bomb. So you went for an audition.
So I auditioned for myself.
To play yourself. Well, well done.
Thank you very much. I got
you
the part of Scott Mills.
Brilliant.
I'd be gutted if someone else got the Scott Mills part. That's weird. So I went for an audition for a part of Scott Mills.
Imagine if the baguette had got it.
Yeah, I've gutted.
They made you audition to play the part of yourself.
Yeah.
You'd have been... How bad would you have had to have been not to have got that role?
I got it, and that's all that matters.
Did you know when you went for the audition that you were auditioning to be you?
No, because I had to say my name was Alex in the audition.
Oh, I see what they did.
Yeah, very clever.
Right. But they've decided that you were rubbish as Alex, so you better play the part as yourself.
Yeah. That would have been bad if I hadn't got it, though. But I have, so no. What was your acting role again you did last week?
I was playing myself as well, a footballer, yeah. But I wasn't made to audition.
I know.
So imagine if, I don't know, somebody of a... like John Nettles or William Roach had got the role instead of you.
Or Alison Hammond.
Yeah.
Why would Alison Hammond get the role of Scott Mills?
I don't know. She always does those sort of reality TV presenter type things, doesn't she?
What, the one off us this morning used to be on Big Brother?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Scott. Hello, Bab, I'm Scott Mills. No.
I'm sure she can do accents.
Anyway, so it's going
to
be...
Well done on getting the audition to play yourself. That's impressive.
I knew... This, for me, is very exciting, but I knew that as soon as I told you, you would rubbish it.
We haven't rubbished it, have we?
No, not at all.
We're very pleased for you and very proud of you.
A little bit of a dampener on it for me, haven't you? A little bit. It's 5:13 on Radio 1. It's filming in August. Shall I go on about this? Or you do,
it's filming in August,
yeah,
is it?
I think the 18th or something. I don't know. Around there, yeah. Middle of August, so yeah. Cool.
Do you have lines?
Yeah.
Excellent.
About five.
Okay. Well,
it's going up every time.
Between now and August the 18th, you better practice being yourself.
Yeah. At least I'm not a policeman again, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to get typecast. Podcast. Well, you know, you get ID'd every time you buy a drink. Listen to her as well complaining that I didn't buy any presents for you.
No, I'm not expecting it, but everyone, when they go on holiday in the office, brings back some of those sweets.
Did you want sweets for the office?
Yeah. And
they're
you've bought
horrible.
Yourself a present and
they're
nothing
always,
for us.
They're always horrible.
You're trying to claim you got ID'd for a drink.
You get ID'd everywhere.
Doesn't yeah, you don't have to be young in America
oh,
to
right.
get ID'd.
I was gonna
you can
say.
Be 45.
Oh, right.
Still.
I was
yeah,
going to say,
true.
Right.
In fact, in one bar, it said, don't be flattered if we ID you. That means you too, Grandpa. So, yeah, they will ID everybody. So they do. But I bought
is
a
that
drink.
Why you bought drinks for the first time? I hope you get ID'd.
I bought this, which is my new ID. And I flashed it a couple of bars, seemed to work out. It's Hilary Duff's driving licence. You can buy it from anywhere on the strip in Hollywood.
Right. So your ID was Hilary Duff's driving licence.
It kind of worked
license.
Out a couple of times. Some people didn't even check it. So I was like, yeah.
Can you get other celebrity ones? Or
yeah,
just
you can
the
get
Duff?
Loads. You can get the Duff, you can get...
Can you get the Hoff?
I didn't see the Hoff. You can get, like...
Paris Hilton.
Jennifer Aniston, Paris Hilton. Really good.
All girls, then?
Mostly girls, yeah.
Why?
Don't know.
I'm not being funny, but it's kind of in Comic Sans. It doesn't look particularly legit.
Yeah, one of the barmen was like, hey, we've got Hilary Duff in here tonight. And I was like, okay, I'll put that away now. It's a bit embarrassing.
You actually paid to get an ID pretending you were Hilary Duff?
A couple of dollars. I don't. You know, sometimes I can't
the
get...
Price in the price is kind of irrelevant.
I'm gonna because I don't have a Radio 1 ID pass anymore, do I? I lost that about 4 years ago. I'm going to flash this next time.
It'll work.
It'll work better than... It might get me in more than me going, hello, look, there's a photo of me over there. I do work here, which I normally have to do. It's five... You don't like that, then, no? I was going to get you one as well. You'd love that. If I bought you a Hilary Duff ID, you would love it.
Yeah, I would.
Right, it's yours, then.
There
you are, there's your present.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Right, so it was Mallorca in Radio 1 summer... with Judge Jules and Dave Pearce and Greg James.
Hello.
How was Mallorca? Because I've been there, like, I did the last 3 years, and did you have a good time?
It was amazing.
The pictures look good.
The pictures are amazing.
I like the Dave Pearce picture you got as well. We were talking about this earlier.
See it on my blog.
Yeah, it's good.
It's so funny.
The cocktails picture, but the tails bit's not there.
You need to see the cocktails picture. Mm. Oh, it was so good. So, so good. Just a mental weekend.
Now, guess who was on Dave Pearce's show? Ben of Fats and Small was on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one... remember, he was on Wife Swap, because he... is he married? He must be married to Vanessa.
I think it's marriage. Yeah, yeah, I think
they were
married.
Engaged, weren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, he had that one hit, which he did sing to everybody and did on Wife Swap.
Very, very meaningful. It's, hey, what's wrong with you? You're
looking kind of down for me. In fact, most of the show was Ben reminding people of his song.
Hi, you're Ben?
Yeah. I've got a show tonight. I've got a gig.
Have you? Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
So you can hear that song. Okay. Hey, what's wrong with you? Oh. You're looking kind of down to me.
He was also really surprised when Debbie McGee didn't know what the song was.
Listen, I'm not saying you're not successful, so but you're not Robbie Williams.
No,
I've never heard of you,
no.
And you want to be.
If you never met me, would you have heard one of my records?
No, and that's what I'm trying to teach you is
right, so
how
you wouldn't have heard Turn Around. If you'd never met me, you never heard, hey, no. What's wrong? You never heard that.
He can't help himself. Hey, what, hey, what's wrong?
Try and describe it without singing it, Ben. No, I can't do it.
Yeah, hey, hey, what's wrong with me?
Hey, that's hey, Ben. He's a nice bloke, though.
Yeah, he's very nice. Mm. And he was there at the weekend and just went on stage and said this.
Okay, 1999, March the 29th, what were you doing?
Oh, it's like when JFK was assassinated.
Yeah, I'm trying to rack their brains now.
I presume that's when the song came out or got to number whatever it did in the chart. But that's how he started his set.
Okay, 1999, March the 29th. What were you doing?
What were you doing on 28th of March, 1999?
I don't know. What were you doing when JFK was shot?
Okay, 1999, March the 29th. What were you doing? Put Jesus up!
Whoa, whoa.
Put Jesus up!
He didn't really give him time to answer, no. Did he?
I love how it just kicks in.
Hit it!
In the air! Everybody, stick your hands up! We see him!
But he has got some more lyrics. Listen.
Put your hands up in the air. Put your hands up in the air. Put your hands up in the air. Mioka, follow me. Come on. Wave your hands in the air. We will make you just don't care. And if you want a party tonight, everybody say, oh yeah.
Hey, what's wrong?
He's had 9 years, and that's what's happened.
Yeah.
He's come up with that.
So was Vanessa there?
Vanessa was there. And I met Vanessa Feltz.
Did you?
Yeah.
You had a weird weekend.
The weirdest weekend ever.
Yeah. Was she on stage with him?
No, she was at the side of the stage.
Hey.
We finished the floor fillers, me and Jules.
Did she do the flash game?
Yeah. we looked to the right of the stage and I went, that looks like Vanessa Feltz. I went, is that Vanessa Feltz?
Yeah, I think she goes everywhere with him.
Yep, that's her. And right, I managed
have you got it on your phone?
Yeah, I managed to video her.
Can you not put this online?
You've got a video of Vanessa Feltz on your phone.
Listen, video of her dancing to her bloke's...
Let me see.
Okay, hang on. All right, let's start again. Okay. I want to put it online, but I don't know how.
Becky can help you with that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like proper mum dancing.
I'm not
it's
sure.
It's like one step left, one step right, left, right, left, right. How many times do you think Vanessa has heard that song?
She's...
You think she'd have got a better routine together by now?
You would. You think there'd be a big routine going on?
I thought she was
going
to get up on stage and do it.
That was amazing.
If he can come up with those lyrics in 9 years, she can come up with some dance steps.
That's so good. You've got to get that online. That is priceless. So, Mallorca, last weekend, check out all the pictures. There's a blog on there as well, isn't there?
Blog, loads of stuff.
BBC.co.uk/Radio 1. And we're in Barry this Friday. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
I need to do an apology to everyone that may have been in New York JFK Airport at the same time as me on the way out of my holiday. That would be last Saturday night.
Why? What did you do?
You know, my bank card's got a bit of a crack in it at the moment, and I put it into the cash point and it got stuck. And this was like the only cash point I could see for ages around in the terminal.
Okay.
I couldn't find another one. So I tried to pull the card out, but it's like ripped. And it wouldn't come out, and I thought, well, no one's going to know that I've broken the machine. So I called my bank to cancel my card whilst stood by the machine.
Leaving your card in the machine?
Well, I couldn't get it out.
Right.
And all the time, people were coming up and trying to use the machine, so I kind of moved away from it and walked around the shops for a bit. What was I supposed to do? I got stuck in there.
Not that you could have bought anything in the shops, because your card was in the machine.
Well, I was just looking around.
Yeah.
And everyone in the shops, you could hear them talking about how annoying it was that the ATM wasn't working. But I thought, it's all fine, no one's going to notice me. And then, about 20 minutes later, there's a massive Tannoy announcement. Well, Scott Mills, pleased to come to gate 21 to collect his bank card, which we have now got out of the machine. Then I went to get a drink in Burger King, went to the ice machine, pushed the nozzle down for more ice, and a massive bit of ice gets stuck in the pipe. So I keep thinking, right, how can I get the ice out? So I keep holding the nozzle down, and it makes this really kind of bad gurgling noise. Everyone's looking around, and smoke starts coming out of the back of the machine, so I have to run away from there as well. So sorry if I caused a bit of a scene at the airport on the way out from my holiday. That was just the beginning. I've got my car back now as well. That's good.
Good.
Right, how are we doing on Barryoki? Let's have a look. People called Barry that have applied. I've got a special little kind of folder in my email.
So you set up a rule, didn't you?
Hmm.
That's good. How many have we got?
Eight Barrys so far.
Eight,
yeah.
Since breakfast show this morning. That's quite good. That's about 1 hour.
Yeah.
And then maybe, hang on a minute, there's probably a fault.
Let me test it.
Well, because I set this up, I'm not entirely sure if I've done it properly.
What are you saying? There might be some kind of backlog of Barrys.
Yeah. Let me try and send one.
Okay.
And see how quickly it goes through.
So you're applying like you could do if you're a Barry. Yeah.
You call yourself Barry.
Barry, yeah.
Barry Becky.
Should I do Barry Becky?
Yeah.
Barry Becky. Here we go. So this.
Jabba Barry.
Oh, you missed my nickname last week, didn't you?
No,
I've got to tell you our nicknames. I'm proud of mine. Mine was Jabba the Hucks when I was at school.
Yeah.
He was only the crumbliest, flakiest Chapman because he had a bit of eczema.
Oh.
They used to sing it at him when he walked into assembly.
Yeah, thanks.
Better than mine, Mills on Wheels. Okay. Oh, it's come through.
No, it hasn't, is it?
It has, straight through.
Oh.
Barry, I'm Barry Becky. I want to come to Barry Island on Friday. Right, so obviously no backlog. So if your name is Barry and you'd like to be at Barry Island on Friday...
Have we booked a small room?
Do you know what? I've ordered loads of name badges, so...
So just eight... Now, they'll bring a plus one, though.
They can't be used the Barry name badges, can they?
Please apply if you'd like to be... We can just put Barry's and then put friend underneath.
Yeah.
Need to use up these badges. Come on, Barry's.
There are hot dogs available.
There are hot dogs between 3 and 4 and everything.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, good. Becky's found the clips of Ready, Steady, Cook. I've not seen this yet. I mean, we did it ages ago, didn't we?
It was about 4 months ago, wasn't it? Five months ago.
So, this is us in the kitchen. I was a green pepper?
You were a green pepper,
And you were a red tomato.
Yeah.
And we were there in the kitchen with Ainsley and our lovely chefs, and it was brilliant.
It's on the iPlayer, I think, for another 48 hours. All you've got to do is go onto the iPlayer and search for Tony Hadley, and then it will come up.
This is another thing you missed.
What?
Because our Ready, Steady, Cook episode is billed on the iPlayer, making the unmissable unwatchable, as Tony Hadley versus Sarah Champion.
Right, that's not us.
That isn't us.
But do search for Tony Hadley, and you'll find us.
Or it's on your pages.
All right. Why would you want to watch that? Here's me summing up how good I am in the kitchen.
Any good in the kitchen? Skills from 1 to 10?
I am rubbish.
One that doesn't speak thinks maybe we should have that as some kind of mobile download. Maybe just this bit.
I am rubbish.
People have that on their phone, wouldn't they? And also, me trying to look busy, as you may have seen if you watched it.
Do you experiment on the radio show? Is that what makes you so different, do you think?
Do we experiment? Not with food, thank God.
not your forte, is it?
Not really, isn't it? As you can see, yeah. Mm. But I'm just trying to look busy.
I know, you are looking busy.
Yeah. I was straining the sweet corn again.
That just sounded like you were rattling a few pots and pans.
Yeah. Did they show the bit where the food mixer fell into the water while
no.
it was...
No.
Oh, God,
no.
Thank God
and
for that.
No, they edited that out. And it didn't fall into the water, did it?
I could.
You put it into the sink, plugged in.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Water and electricity don't mix. Let's pop that out of there. Oh, I wish
they'd that Ainsley?
That was him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, then you were on. Mm. You were amazing.
Oh, the wine's up.
Oh, no. Would you like a glass of wine?
Oh, yeah, can I have a glass of red wine?
Yeah, of course you can, my
man. So you're just there to drink wine, really?
No, but Ainsley offered it to me. It'd be rude not to.
Not just to drink wine.
Are you a happy boy then, Mark?
I couldn't be happier.
Oh, really?
I'm just going to stuff my face.
Right, so you're just drinking wine and eating a lot.
Yes, yeah. That was what I was there for.
I like the way that you tried to get the sympathy vote at one point. You obviously felt like you were losing.
Why? Did you get bossed about at home in the kitchen?
I get bossed about everywhere, it feels
like. Obviously, no
I don't remember that. I don't remember that happening at the time. I think they might have added the R on afterwards. Okay,
listen to the audience's delayed reaction. Obviously, the warm-up person was like, come on, do R. Listen to it.
Did you get bossed about at home in the kitchen?
I get bossed about everywhere, it feels like.
And there it is eventually. And here's Aisley again.
Like I say, you're brilliant on radio, man. I just like the drive show. No, it's just got so much energy. It's packed full of energy. It's humour. It's fun. It's got everything going for it.
Thanks.
It's got humour. It's got energy. It's got everything going for it.
Yep.
Can we have that on the trailer tomorrow?
You didn't seem particularly excited at Ainsley's kind words. You just like, thanks.
Thanks. It's very difficult to talk and cook at the same time.
He was just straining the corn.
Still got to concentrate.
Great having you. Thanks for your energy.
When
you guys
get
on radio, ladies and gentlemen, you get a chance, check them out on Radio 1. They're absolutely brilliant.
So he said you've got to check them out on Radio 1. And you went, we will. You're on the show.
Did I?
Yeah, we will, yeah.
Great having you. Thanks for your energy.
When
you guys
get
on radio, ladies and gentlemen, you get a chance, check them out on Radio 1. They're absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I'll make sure I listen to myself.
I've probably had about 4 glasses of red wine by that stage.
Got a few things planned for the summer as well, Radio 1. We tend to take our show abroad. In the summer. We went to Mallorca last year. I think we might go into Ibiza as well this year.
So. Yeah, love all that stuff.
Right.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
I thought we were only going to Barry Island.
Well, that was recorded a long time ago.
When you were still hoping of going to Ibiza.
Yeah. I like this bit.
Yeah, so how did it all begin for you? Because you were one of the youngest DJs, aren't you?
What have you told him?
That did you're he say, are you one of the youngest DJs, aren't you? I was like, yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. I think he was talking about when I was 16 and I was one of the youngest DJs. But, yeah.
You weren't comparing yourself to Annie Nightingale and Westwood.
No. So it's still on the iPlayer. Why would you do that? Or it's online at my pages, bbc.co.uk/radio1. At least we had fun. You won, obviously. Oh, I've spoiled it now. Plot revealed.
Oh.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.